the government entered for the first time since the accident happened, entered into reactor number one. And the idea was that they were going to vent out the radiation that was contained in the building and begin to install a new cooling system. But once they entered into the building, they found that the levels inside were so high that it became impossible to work there. They're now at such a high level that one worker working for 10 minutes will receive a lifetime dose of exposure. So clearly, TEPCO and the government are still in the process of just beginning to learn what are the current conditions.